In my last talk on prayer and a form of prayer called Lectio Divina, I said I was going to muse about the beautiful word friend that our Lord chose to call us in John chapter 15. And later I'll be looking at the poem on friendship by Khalil Gibran in a series of poems called The Prophet, which you can find, if you want a copy, on the websites. In my last talk, I was saying one of the reasons why we're called friend is because we're chosen. How wonderful to feel chosen. And the only thing that keeps friends together is choice. The second reason our Lord called us friends is because He's told us His story. His story is from Genesis 1. The whole of the scriptures is His story. And friends allow each other access to their life story. Of course, one's very vulnerable if you do that, because people might reject your story or might laugh. Our Lord was vulnerable, because they more or less said the devil wrote that story. Beelzebul himself. And the greatest crime against friendship is to publish a person's story. I'll never write an autobiography, be unprintable. I'm not important enough for anyone to write my biography. There's only one copy of me, it's here in my heart. And what friends do when they listen to each other, they're hearing a story you won't find anywhere else except in that person's heart. So I like to think we're all a book being written by God, a unique novel. There's only one copy of me. And we're all going to find there's a place for us one day in God's library, all these unique stories. Now, there are some people who are brilliant. They're rather like encyclopedias, great fund of wisdom and knowledge, frequently consulted, but perhaps not really loved to bits. So they might end up in the reference section of God's library, like the Encyclopedia Britannica, all the books lined up, rather clean. You can't take them home, so the cat hasn't been sick on them and the dog hasn't chewed them to bits. There are some people who seem fairly undamaged, frequently consulted, but not loved to bits, maybe. After 30 years of loving too much, our Lord looked a bit worse for wear. So I expect most of us, though, will be in the favourite book section of God's library. Some people might end up in the travelogue section. Fascinating people. They're like pilgrims, always on the move. They don't stay very long anywhere particular or with anyone in particular. Great travellers in life. Beethoven changed houses 60 times in the 30 years he was in Vienna, because when he was going deaf and used to hammer the strings of his piano to hear his music, other composers were outside the door writing down the tunes and publishing them before he did. So he was always tending to be on the move. Fascinating people, like butterflies, those people who travel. Pilgrims. Some people's story might end up in the romance section of God's library. And if your life is a romance, you don't need a sermon on the cross, which is just the price of loving too much. Romeo and Juliet, new suffering as well as joy. And if you're going to drink the loving cup the Lord offers, it is bitter sweet. Some may find their book ending up in the comedy section of God's library. Real commedia is not the garbage you get on television with canned laughter, if you please. Real commedia is the genius's way of handling pain. We're knocked down, we bounce back, we stand up again. St. Paul I was a great bouncer in that way. And if a ball is full of air or spirit, it bounces. But if it doesn't have any air, it lands on the ground a bit like a cow pat, never to rise again. Oh, the heroic people whose life is commedia. It isn't a question of life's just a cabaret, old chum. Much more profound than that. People can laugh even when they're dismayed. Really heroic. Some people's story might end up in the tragedy section of God's library. God has mysterious ways, and some people's lives seem to us to be tragedies. Can't laugh that off. And just hopes that somehow there's method in God's madness. Some might end up in the thriller section of God's library. And some people's lives are roller coasters, they're thrillers. I remember a book called Where Eagles Dare, which was made into a film. Alistair MacLean, I think, it is most tantalising. I was wrong-footed on every page, and the last page completely, when you turn the tables. And some people's lives are like that. It even has the church guessing. Thrillers. But whatever part of God's library we're destined for, there's always a place for us. And what friends do is that they listen to this wonderful story that is another person. In my work, I spend most of my time listening to people. How blessed I am to be on such holy ground, listening to this unique story that God is writing. Friends, tell each other their story. Amen.